And let's turn now to Mexico. Gas prices skyrocketed there on January 1st, sparking days of nationwide protests. And then the Mexican peso took yet another plunge after news yesterday that Ford is canceling plans to build a new $1.5 billion auto plant in the country. The car company had for months been the brunt of harsh criticism by incoming President Donald Trump. Here's NPR's Carrie Kahn from Mexico City.
The peso dropped nearly a full percentage point on news that Ford was pulling the plug on its new plant in Mexico. The latest plunge comes on top of the nosedive the Mexican currency took immediately after Trump's electoral victory. Now, gas prices are up by as much as 20% nationwide, and 2017 is looking gloomy for Mexicans. So they've been protesting all week across the country, from these pot-banging demonstrators in Oaxaca to truck drivers blocking major highways and picketers at local gas stations.
Fuera Peña! Fuera Peña!
These demonstrators shouted slogans demanding Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto resign. His Treasury Secretary, José Antonio Meade, defended the hikes on the Aristegui Noticias website. This is the necessary step we had to take, says Meade. He says the government can no longer subsidize the price of gasoline as it has done for years, especially now that worldwide oil prices are rising. 3 years ago, Mexico overhauled its energy laws to allow for the first time in more than 80 years foreign investment in the country's energy infrastructure. Officials say that as new players enter the gasoline market, prices will become competitive and come down. That's a promise not too many Mexicans are believing these days, as they see their currency plunging and prices rising. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.